True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to finish strong on a Friday, the Friday morning good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Coming up in our final 60 minutes, we got an NFC clash last night in Green Bay with the Commanders and Packers going at it, and the Pack making a huge statement. In 20 minutes, we'll tell you our favorite football plays of the weekend when we pick six, and then we'll officially lay down our cards and chat with the Donkster at 8:40. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium in our final hour. You can stream us, ValleySportsLive.com and the Bally Sports Live app. Chelsea, let's get right to it. That's why we're all kind of dragging just a little bit today, especially me. Maybe I'm just speaking for me. Long night if you cover the Commanders, if you're a fan of the Commanders, because the Packers put on the beatdown last night. It was not this close. They went at 27-18. Green Bay laying 3.5, Green Bay minus 190 on the money line, and the under hits with the total set at 48. This game, all Packers starting early on.
Off the fake, pass caught, touchdown, Green Bay, Romeo Doubs.
Call from Al Michaels on Amazon Prime. Jordan Love, 19 of 31, 292 yards, two touchdowns. Another one coming in the fourth.
From the 8 to the outside, wide open touchdown, Tucker Kraft.
Oh, God, I was so tired of hearing that guy's name last night. He was just everywhere. What a game for him. Kraft, 6 receptions, 124 yards on that score. The Packers defense shutting down Jaden Daniels and the Washington offense. Daniels, 24-42, 200 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. One of those scores came in garbage time, and the Packers improved to 2-0 for the first time in 5 years. They really looked good last night, Chelsea.
Yeah, and not just two wins, two big wins against contenders in the NFC last year, two playoff teams in the Lions and the Commanders. So this is certainly a great sign of things to come for the Packers. They looked like the better overall team. Jordan Love and the offense just humming, and the defense certainly brought the pressure against Jaden Daniels. So now going into, you know, week three, feels like the Packers are certainly going to be towards the top of just about everybody's power rankings. As for the Commanders, Jenks, what happened to the defense? And let me stop for a second. Let me pause. Which side of the ball should we be more concerned about? The fact that Jaden Daniels and the offense really didn't get much going. How many yards did they have of offense in the first half? 29, something like that? Or should we be worried about that defense that had issues last year and could not stop the run?
Honestly, it's both. I don't know. I don't know which side to pick. Ultimately, this is one of those burn the tape games, as they say, because there's just so much to work on. And ultimately, I thought that the defensive line did a nicer job late in the game of stopping the run somewhat. And whenever they did that, then it was the secondary giving up a big play, an explosive play, someone not just open, wide open down the field, where Jordan Love, it was pitch and catch for a lot of the game for Green Bay. And just when it looked like maybe the Commanders would make it close, Green Bay would just come right back and just pad the lead. So even when Washington pulled within like a touchdown, I was like, oh, okay, we got a game here. And it just never materialized. I don't know. The offense now has looked okay. They looked okay against the Giants. They looked really bad last night. Jaden Daniels just could not go anywhere. He was suffocated by that Packers defense. The only thing I will say is that he didn't have a lot of guys to throw to. A lot of times he would just have to eat the football or throw it away or try and take off, because if you look at the Packers secondary, they blanketed the Washington receivers all night. I don't know where to start with this Commanders team. There's a lot of things to work on. I will say that the Packers' completeness impressed me. Like, I knew, okay, on offense, they're going to be good. Jordan Love with another year of seasoning behind him. They have tools on offense. I wondered, is this Packers defense the real deal? Did they really shut down the Lions, or are the Lions in a transition period after losing Ben Johnson? No, the Packers defense was exceptional. That was the one thing that stood out to me more than anything. Green Bay is a complete football team.
And they also have high-end pieces. Like, obviously, Micah Parsons, you watch the film, you're like, okay, their defense is not just putting together good numbers. It has the ability to shut down high-end offenses. So I think that goes into it as well. Because it's not just Micah Parsons, it's Rashawn Gary as well. Yeah. Like, there are a lot of pieces on that defense that are very easy to like. And I think that's the biggest takeaway for me, is that they are doing this against top-notch teams. And maybe, you know, maybe the Lions have lost a step. And maybe the Commanders just didn't have their juice in this game. And I will say this. Do you think the Commanders last year were a team that kind of built momentum down the stretch and looked better as the season went on? Because I'm trying to remember, because I honestly don't know. But I don't remember coming out of like week two or week three and thinking, oh, the Commanders are a contender. So maybe it's just a team that needs to warm up. I'm trying to spin this.
I know. Well, this is a real challenge for Washington, because this is one of those games where if it could go wrong, it did go wrong, specifically on the injury front.
Yeah.
Like, even the player said after the game, when Dietrich Wise was carted off the field, I mean, he's done for the season. And he had that leg injury, which did not look great on that extra point attempt. And, I mean, when you got the players on the field, you know, coming up one by one, you know, tapping a guy on his shoulder pads, tapping him on the helmet, telling him, hey, you got this. I mean, that will just take the air out of you, which is no excuse, because Green Bay was no question the better team last night. But things already weren't going well. Then you lose Dietrich Wise. And then, you know, to add insult to injury, another injury at the end of the game. Now Austin Ekeler is out for the season. He's got a torn Achilles. So you lost two very vital pieces that you thought were going to be a part of your team. They're gone for the year now. They're banged up. Noah Brown left. And then John Bates left. So, John Bates, you might not know John Bates. I'm telling you, here in D.C., this is one of the best blocking tight ends in the NFL. He's huge. He does the dirty work that you don't think about or you don't really see on the stat sheet. So, they suffer not only a loss in the loss column, but also took a lot of losses on the field. And they're going to be really challenged by this moving forward, because there's just, usually when you have a loss like this, you can say, okay, well, there's something we can take away from it. And I really don't have a whole lot to say outside of this was just a bad all-around performance.
I think the toughest thing to do in the NFL and sports in general is trying not to overreact to things. Mm-hmm. Because it's very easy to see one game and think, okay, these are the teams that are going to win the Super Bowl. You saw the Bills and the Ravens game. It's very hard not to overreact to that one. And even last night, how complete the Packers looked. But, Jenks, I was just looking at the odds over at BetMGM. The Packers are now the favorites to win the NFC. They're plus 340. The Eagles are plus 350. Is this taking it a step too far? Do they deserve to be favored over the Eagles?
I would wait a second. Do not bet the Packers right now. Because what if the Eagles dominate the Chiefs this weekend? Like, we haven't seen the Eagles play this week. Do you know what I mean? This is way too early for the Packers to be the favorites in the NFC. They might be. They look to be. But I'm not all of a sudden going to say they're better than Philly just because they're 2-0 and they look great. It is still a long season. And by the way, Philadelphia is also undefeated. And they get Jalen Carter back this week. And the Eagles are no joke. Remember, the Eagles eliminated the Packers last year. So if Philly falls back and suddenly is not the Super Bowl favorite or not near the top, and you can get better odds on the Eagles, I'd rather look at the Eagles or even in the NFC as opposed to just jumping on the Packers bandwagon this early when they're already the favorites. At some point, especially when you're only two games in, these odds will shift pretty quickly. So just be careful when you look at a team that you like based on the price.
Yeah, you want to buy low. You don't want to buy high on the team that, you know, just has everybody in their recent memory thinking of how good they are. But I will say this. When you look at the NFC, some of these teams don't look like the contenders that I thought they were going to be at the start of the season. I'm not sure if it's that crowded of a race. And again, I'm trying not to overreact. So it's the Packers, the Eagles, the Lions. Doesn't really look like it's their year. The Rams, Matt Stafford is just, you know, cobbled together by Gorilla Glue at this point. Niners, same goes with them. The Bucks, I feel like the Bucks at 11-1. I like the Bucks better than like several of those teams. The Vikings, J.J. McCarthy, do we think he's going to win the NFC as a rookie? Like, even if you believe in him, that is a tall task. And then the Commanders at 12-1. I will say this. Mm-hmm. We talk about buying low on teams.
Yeah.
If you still believe that the Commanders have a good team in there somewhere, 12-1 to win the NFC Championship, which means even if they make it to the NFC Championship game, you have one side of the coin at 12-1. Would you bet it?
At 12-1, I'll put a sprinkle on it. Man, asking me a few hours after that loss. Like, ask me at a better time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
That's what you have to do, though.
You do. You do. Well, let me put it to you this way. If I'm going to do it, I would take a breath. I would listen to the coaches. I would be in a better space, a better headspace. These odds are not going to shift between now and tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? So no. I'm not talking about 3 weeks from now. I'm talking about, let me let the dust settle. This is just a personal ask, Chelsea. You know, I'm working on like 4 hours sleep. Watching this game last night, even the lovely Catherine was like, wow, we should play football more often. You're never up this late. I'm like, I know, honey. So we went to bed at the same time. That never happens during the week. But I think once the dust settles, I don't want to be reactive, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And it, the same goes for the Packers and the Commanders. After a big win or a tough loss, you don't want to be reactive and jump into the markets immediately. Take a breath, see how the numbers settle, maybe just a little bit, and look at things through a clearer lens. Because just like you don't want to chase your bets, you also don't want to throw down futures bets or fade a team based on a singular performance when you're just a few hours away from watching it.
Yeah. Do you think it's a two-horse race, though, in the NFC? Because, like, that's what it looks like right now. The Packers and the Eagles. Again, don't trust the Rams, the Niners, the Lions, maybe the Bucks. But it does feel like the cream is definitely at the top right now.
It feels that way, but also things will change. Like, what if the Lions come out this weekend and look great? I mean, you are right. Like, these teams look to be the class of the division. And usually within, you know, conference, I should say, not a division, you'll see, you know, two or three teams, and then there's a drop down, and then there's another level, and then there's a drop down, right? And then there's another level. But what if the Lions come out this weekend and put it together, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I forgot about Detroit. And maybe we shouldn't forget about Detroit because they just lost one game to the Packers. So just like the Niners, are they going to be bad against the Saints without Brock Purdy? I don't know. If they get Brock Purdy back mid-season, will they suddenly kind of round into form and maybe be a threat? Possibly. What about the Rams? Is Matthew Stafford going to stay healthy? So at this point, yeah, it does look like Packers, Eagles. But just like a team can win a lot early or lose a lot early, those things can change 180 degrees later on in the season. The Bengals, I think, are the perfect example of this, right? I know we're talking about NFC, but what do they do every year? They start the year losing. I know they won last week, but that's been their bugaboo. They lose, they lose, they lose, and then they start winning. The opposite can be true as well. So just be careful about going all in on a team this early.
Yeah, I mean, it's September 12th.
Right.
And especially for a team like the Lions that lost their coordinators, like they should get better as the season goes on because that is a tough transition to make to be adjusting to a lot of new things. So there is still plenty of time for the Lions to get better. I will say, you know, the Packers, you know, head-to-head win over them is a big deal. And I will say this for the Packers. They should have an easier path, obviously, to win the NFC if they can get home field advantage. Yeah. That is a big deal, especially when you play at Lambeau and these games are in the winter. You know, we've seen it with some of these teams who cannot play in cold weather. So it's the same thing as the Chiefs. I feel like they've had a cakewalk every single year just because they win their division. They get all these home games in the playoffs. Maybe it's going to be that way for the Packers this year.
And also they have Micah Parsons now. Like, what he did and what Green Bay did was take a very good defense and give it an edge. Like, not literally, like figuratively. Mm-hmm. Like, this team plays with an edge now. Like, Micah Parsons was just everywhere last night. He was blowing past Josh Connerly Jr. He was breathing down Jaden Daniels' neck. The rest of the defense responds, and then it throws off opposing offenses because you spend so much time worrying about where's Micah? Is he there? Mm-hmm. Is he coming there? What's he going to do here? Then it just opens things up for everyone else on that Packers defense, which, again, was already pretty stellar. So giving them that edge in addition to that offense makes Green Bay a real threat. So I might wait a little bit to place some money on the Packers, but based on what we've seen, they look really, really good. Coming up next on the show, will we be really good this weekend when we hand out our favorite plays in the NFL? Maybe college football. Maybe. It's not a promise. Hick Six coming up next on this Football Friday. She's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. It is the Daily Tip on the Bet MGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Friday morning, good time edition on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Almost towards weekend. Whole crew's here, so it's a good day. Double D. Little breather before we get into some serious football picks. Yeah, it's a Friday. You know what that means. Our favorite selection's coming your way when we pick six. Chelsea, I meant to ask you about this. Football related. The new Nissan Stadium, as you know, opening up there in Nashville in 2027 at a cost of $1.2 billion. But I was reading that by design, every single seat is 38% closer to the field and 70% of all season tickets have already been sold. Will you be on that list? Because don't you guys share, at least have season tickets right now to the current Nissan Stadium?
Oh, we already have PSLs. So I think we're like automatically signed up for stuff. Oh. Or I'm not sure how it works, but like, okay. I'm pretty sure we will have that. But like, who is making those stats of each seat will be 38% closer? Like, what nerd came up with that? Like, let's put it in the spreadsheet. I don't know. Like, who cares? Like, because
you don't
it
care?
Depends on the seat, right? Like, each seat is 38% closer. Like, it just depends on what seats you get because, like, obviously, if you used to have, like, you know, first 10 rows and now you're in, like, the middle section,
yeah,
it doesn't matter. Like, that's if you had the same exact seat and, like, you get 38% closer to watching Brian Callahan not knowing the rules. Can't wait.
Well, maybe it's, you know, maybe it'll be steeper, like, more up and down as opposed to flattened. I mean, I'm not talking about dangerously steep, but I would imagine the architects looked at this and said, you know, if we measure the angle here or the sight lines versus the previous stadium, because technology has advanced so much, I mean, it's probably true. Get closer and closer to watching the Titans spend a decade trying to win football games.
Yes, can't wait for that. I don't know if Brian Callahan will be around once we move stadiums, but we will see on that front. It's sad that my first thought when you're like, oh, the seats are going to be more at an incline. I'm like, well, what if you wear heels to the game? What if my cowgirl boots have a heel on them and that's going to be more difficult to climb the stairs? Because, Jenks, I will say the dynamic at Titans games, it's a social environment where people like dress up and like try to look cute. It's like less about the game. Like it has kind of an SEC tailgate to it where like, I don't know if you've been to an SEC football game. Like, the girls dress to the
nines. Dress up, yeah.
And they try to look... Right, it's not like in Buffalo or wherever, where, like, the girls just throw on a T-shirt or a jersey. Like, the girls try to, like, really dial it up. Because, you know, the football product is not great to watch. But I am nervous for the girls who are going to be wearing heels to the game, because that does happen.
Oh, that's Nashville. Doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Home of the Woo Girls.
Home of the Woo Girls. Oh, speaking of the ladies, if you're still interested in the WNBA, I know a lot of people are, you can lock in every basket with a WNBA same game parlay boost token. Use a token on any WNBA same game parlay and score a bigger payout if your parlay wins. All right, here we go. It doesn't matter how you dress. Everybody wants a dub when they go to the game. So let's tell you our favorite plays this weekend in the NFL and college basketball.
Pick six.
Friday.
Where'd basketball come from? College football. We've talked college football. We've talked NFL. And I don't think we're going college picks, though. We're just doing NFL, right? I think we're both in the NFL.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to start in the Meadowlands. Here we go. Jets plus 6.5 hosting the Bills. I know. You're listening to this, you're like, dude, going with the Jets. But doesn't this feel like a good sell high spot on Buffalo? There just has to be a natural letdown after that incredible comeback win against the Ravens. That's what it feels like to me. And also, the Jets were competitive last week. They covered the number against the Steelers. They were in that game. Justin Fields got the ball back with 56 seconds to play and had a chance to win. It didn't happen. But I think the Jets have enough skill players on offense, be it Breece Hall, be it Garrett Wilson. And Justin Fields is a decent quarterback. They have enough skill players on offense to give the Bills trouble, because what do we see from Buffalo in that game against the Ravens? Still some issues on defense. And also, the Jets put up 32 points last week against a very good Steelers defense. Again, divisional dog at home. Always love these games. And I feel like this line is a little bit inflated based on what we saw from Buffalo last week. So let's go Jets plus 6.5 in the Meadowlands.
Yeah, Justin Fields looked like Lamar Jackson light, you know, against the Steelers. So if they had trouble defending Lamar Jackson, I think Justin Fields can run for some yardage in this one. He ran for 2 touchdowns against the Steelers. I would expect a lot of points in this game as well. It seems very square, but I do like the over as well. If you want to watch a divisional battle kicking off at 1 Eastern on Sunday.
Pick six. Pick six.
All right, so this is going to be a square play, so just go ahead and say it. Chelsea, you're on the Cowboys? All of the public is probably all over the Cowboys. Well, I'm one of them, and it's fine. The numbers support it. I'm going to lay the 4.5 with the Cowboys at home this week against the Giants. The Cowboys and Dak Prescott have been really good at home over his career. Like, the knock on Dak Prescott usually comes in the postseason, but at home, he's 43-18 in his career. He has over 16,000 passing yards, 121 touchdowns to only 39 picks when playing at Jerry World. So this is the spot where he really excels. I think this is a good spot for the Cowboys to get their first win at home this season against a Giants team that looked pretty bad against a Commanders team that showed us they haven't quite shaken the rust off so far this season. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys laying the 4.5 here. I also think CeeDee Lamb is in for a huge game when it comes to fantasy or props. So lay the 4.5 with the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be with you on that. I'm kind of mad I didn't play this myself. But ultimately, I thought the Cowboys were much better than I thought. I just needed to see how they were going to react to all the offseason nonsense when you have an owner like that who's kind of all over the place and always meddling, which is kind of what Jerry Jones does. I think we saw that the Cowboys, particularly on offense, are going to be really effective. So even in a loss, never any moral victories in the NFL. But they should be able to outclass the Giants this weekend. I'm going to be with you on that. It is a 1 o'clock kickoff on Sunday at Jerry World.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Well, I was just talking about divisional battles in the NFL. So how about another one? Lions laying 6, hosting the Bears. So I know the Lions did not look good against the Packers last week, but we found out that Green Bay is a very good team. And guess which team looked worse a few nights ago? How about the Chicago Bears giving up 3 touchdowns to a rookie in his first ever NFL start when Chicago was playing at home? I just don't buy Caleb Williams at quarterback just yet. And also, there's this stat sheet going around, this graphic passed around by CBS Sports, where it's comparing the first 18 NFL starts from Caleb Williams to Mitch Trubisky. Oh, man, if you're a Bears fan, it is nightmare fuel. I just don't believe in the Bears. I think Ben Johnson was a great hire, but I think if he's going to turn Caleb Williams into a star quarterback or a very good quarterback, it's still going to take some time. He is still a work in progress. Missed some throws in that game against the Vikings. His mechanics are kind of off. Chicago still has a lot of work to do. We have more of a proof positive sample size when it comes to the Lions, right? Okay, they're not as talented on the offensive line. Lost some key pieces during the offseason, but still plenty of playmakers. They still have Dan Campbell. They're also at home. I think they get after this Bears defensive front, and they pressure Caleb Williams and force him into making mistakes, and that will be the difference. This is still a very good Lions team. They cover the 6 against Chicago. Let's go Lions -6 in the Motor City.
I feel like there's a mental hurdle for the Bears. Like, is this a team you trust in the final quarter of the game? Like, the resounding answer is no. So, like, if you look at the Lions, say what you want about Jared Goff, but, like, he's been in those situations, and I think he gets the job done here. So I think that the Bears need therapy or something, because they do have the pieces. They have shown flashes of being a good team, but they need to work on themselves. If you want to watch it, Chicago and Detroit getting underway 1 Eastern on Sunday at Ford Field.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Okay, it's time for the buy low spot of the week. For me, that is the Broncos laying merely 1.5 on the road of the Colts. I get it. Daniel Jones looked really good in week 1, but it was against the Dolphins. The Dolphins defense is a far cry from what we'll see from the Broncos. Going into the season, the Broncos were one of the best defenses in the entire NFL. I understand they didn't look like they lit up anything against the Titans, but still, it was a low-scoring affair. The defense brought it, but Bo Nix needs to be better at not turning over the football. I do believe that if anybody can make adjustments, it's Sean Payton, one of the best coaches in the NFL. So the look-ahead line on this one was 3.5. I think you are getting some value here now that it's under the key number of 3. So we're going to lay the 1.5 with the Broncos on the road at the Colts.
Oh, I love this play. I think I would probably take Denver on the money line here. But I was a big believer in this Broncos squad before the season began. And I'm like you. I feel like Bo Nix is due for a better game just because of Sean Payton. Like, Sean Payton will scheme ways to make sure Bo Nix gets his. And also, the Colts have a limited ceiling, right? When you're talking about teams that, you know, what are their potential for the upcoming season, the Broncos definitely have a higher ceiling than the Colts. This is a cheap price. So, love the Colts play. It's afternoon football, 4:05 Eastern at Lucas Oil Stadium on Sunday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Here we go. Had this pick in the Super Bowl. I'm running it back. Eagles on the money line. Just -115 at the Chiefs. You could probably find it cheaper elsewhere. Oh, we're seeing Eagles -105 at BetMGM. Even better. I don't know what to think about Kansas City right now. The last 2 times we've seen them, won the Super Bowl, getting run out of the building, and then last week in Brazil, looking like a very mediocre team against the Chargers. They are a good football team. Let's not act like the Chiefs are going to fall to the bottom of the AFC West. But are they on the Eagles level right now? I just don't think so. They're getting older. They are still a threat. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce could certainly win this game, but they are down some serious weapons. Rashee Rice still out of the lineup. He won't be back for a while. Now the X-Man, Xavier Worthy, dislocated shoulder. He's out for at least a month after Travis Kelce, his own teammate, plowed him over. And then you look at the Eagles, and when you're talking about a game that is a pretty simple handicap, right? The line is Eagles minus one. It can go either way. Sometimes you just look at it very simply, and the Eagles, I believe, are just a better football team, particularly on the line of scrimmage. Offensive line, defensive line, they have the advantage. Maybe there's some weakness in the Eagles' secondary. The Cowboys took advantage of that. Maybe Patrick Mahomes can, but I just don't buy it. And also, Jalen Carter back in the lineup for the Eagles. Jalen Hurts is 15-1 straight up in his last 16 starts. That includes the playoffs. And we are picking the Eagles straight up here. Eagles on the money line in Kansas City.
I think what it boils down to for me is that on this show, we give picks based on logic. And the logic is much stronger for the Eagles in this game as opposed to the Chiefs. Like, for the Chiefs, what is it? Trust me, bro? Like, Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
Like, that's it. That's it. And maybe you say, okay, Adoree Jackson is terrible on the secondary for the Eagles. But, like, there has to be more to your handicap than that. And we just saw this matchup not that long ago. And there were people saying these exact same words when it came to the Super Bowl. Say, oh, Patrick Mahomes, 12-1-1 as an underdog against spread. Those are good numbers, but this is against one team. And we just saw this matchup, and the Eagles look like the much better overall team. And how much has the team changed, you know, since then? Not that much. You look at the Chiefs, it feels like they've gotten worse because they keep losing receivers. So I trust Andy Reid, and I trust Patrick Mahomes, just not against the Eagles. Feels like the defense isn't as good as well.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing for the Chiefs when they have won Super Bowls. Their defense has been extremely stout as well. Defense did not look good against the Chargers. Felt like Justin Herbert had all day to throw. So here's the thing. When it comes to logic, the case is stronger for the Eagles. Am I going to be surprised if the Chiefs, you know, come out of the casket like the Undertaker and say, we're back, we look good again? Not really. But if we're going on logic, the case is much stronger for the Eagles.
Yes, I'm with you. And the line tells you, in Kansas City's defense, if the Eagles were overwhelmingly better than Kansas City, we would see, you know, we would see a line where the Eagles were more of a favorite. So right now it's minus one, and we've seen kind of the juice adjust a little bit. Like, it's right there. There is money coming in on both sides. We haven't really seen the line move. But again, the number is the number. So I'm with you. If Kansas City wins, I'm not going to be stunned. I just don't see it right now. And when you mentioned Justin Herbert having all day to throw, I mean, he did. And if he gives Jalen Hurts that sort of time to throw with all the weapons on offense, even if it's Saquon, you know, out in the flat on a bubble screen or something, I don't want to say it could be a long day for Kansas City. I'm just with you. It just feels like Philly is better right now. Super Bowl rematch Sunday, 4:25 Eastern at Arrowhead Stadium, and just maybe Taylor will be there. Oh, that'd be so exciting. Coming up next on the show, we're going to load up the card full of football, maybe some baseball plays as well. Favorite plays of the weekend and the Dogster are next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday morning, good time edition on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network, and we're going to finish strong before we send you to bed sweats. Omar, it's great to be with you live across the country from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. The Dogster is here as well. And what were you telling me? Grant Delpit, safety for the Browns. What in the world did he say about Derrick Henry? Not smart.
It's time for bulletin board material of the week, courtesy of Grant Delpit of the Cleveland Browns. When asked about how hard it is to tackle Derrick Henry, he responded by saying, quote, not hard. Not hard, huh? Well, okay. Derrick Henry rushed for a buck 38 last time he went against the Browns. So I don't know about that. And also, I have eyes. I've seen Derrick Henry.
Oh my God.
Not your normal running back. Not that like any running back is easy to bring down, but Derrick Henry's like 6'2", 250.
Yeah.
You think that's not hard? It is fine to not credit your opponent and come into a game with some confidence, but like to flat out lie to us is another thing.
Yeah, come on, dude. I remember last year.
Not you know, hard.
They have like next gen stats and stuff like that, or they'll have, you know, the Amazon AI like measure, you know, different catch angles or the percentage of catching a pass, stuff like that. And they were running a test on Derrick Henry compared to other running backs because he had a lot of breakaway. I mean, he does every year, but he had a breakaway run last year where I believe he tested as the fastest player in the NFL on that run. And I was like, imagine that guy coming at you at full speed. I would rather just have like a heart attack and die than have Derrick Henry run over me.
Well, if he's not hard to bring down, like, who is?
Right.
Like, is it just Saquon and that's it?
The two 1,000-pound sisters? I don't know. Like, who's tough to bring down? He's got to be the toughest guy to bring down in the league.
Are you comparing it to, like, a tractor trailer? Like, what's the comparison here? Like, why isn't Grant Delpit stopping every single person if Derrick Henry's not hard to bring down?
Yeah.
I don't understand the logic.
I don't get it either. Oh, man, we're almost off the air. Weekend plans ready to go. What are you doing this weekend? Another softball game for Blake? How'd she do last night, by the way?
Oh, we had one last night, and she got on base every time. Her defense is improving. She was making a sandcastle in the dirt over at third base for part of the second inning, but we're working on our attention span. But over the weekend, I told you, we have that Western wedding we're going to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to Trail West after this, and I've got to get either a cowboy hat or a bolo tie and some boots or all of the above.
Will you get into character? Like if someone says hello, you're going to, well, how do? You know, something like that. Or somebody tells you a story. You're like, well, I'll be. Stuff like that. Yeah?
Well, I think it's more like bougie cowgirl. Like, I don't know if you know the vibe that I'm thinking of, but like Nashville has a bunch of these stores where it's like Western wear, but it's bougie and like trendy. So it's not like Carhartt. You get what I'm, it's not like working cowboy. But here's the thing. You know, I have a background as a horse girl. I had a horse growing up. So it will not be hard for me to like tap into that character. There is no accent involved, but there are horses to pet there that I have been told. So I will be petting all of those horses.
Well, that'll be a good time. We Airbnb'd a house somewhere in Maryland. I forget. We were supposed to go to Renaissance Fest this weekend with our friends Ryan and Sarah. And that's, you know, it's kind of out there. So we're just going to spend the weekend. We found this house, which we Airbnb'd last year, and they have like a hot tub and a pool. So we just grab the house for the weekend. We're close to Renfest, and we just take advantage of the house and we cook and just kind of hang out and have drinks. It's a good time. But We missed our chance to get RenFest tickets, and this Maryland Renaissance Festival is apparently the most popular or one of the most in-demand Renaissance festivals in the country. So tickets sold out, and now they're being resold on SeatGeek for like $250 a pop. Like, we're not spending that kind of money. So I think we're just going to chill and hang by the pool on Saturday. Catherine bought some rings off of Amazon. You know, like the rings you throw at the bottom of the pool? You can go down and chase.
Oh, diving rings.
Yeah, diving rings. Yeah. So we'll do that and hang by the pool, but I think we're going to miss out on RenFest because we're not paying that kind of money to dress up and have a turkey leg.
I mean, you can still do that at home. Like, yeah, nobody's going to be doing it but
that's
you
true.
Guys. But you can get a turkey leg. You can dress up. Hell, you can go, like, go to the bathroom in a bucket and dump it in the street because isn't that what they did in medieval times?
Yes. There'll be a toilet inside. Really, I'm bad. Like, nope, not this weekend. It's to the bucket we go. It's RenFest weekend.
In character.
That's right. The entire time. Coming up next on Bet Sweats, Joe O and Sammy P will preview the upcoming weekend with their favorite plays. They will also react themselves to what we saw on Thursday Night Football. And then Kelly in Vegas is along at 11 o'clock. All right. Final big plays of the weekend.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea. One bet officially on the card. What's it going to be?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the target share god and C.D. Lamb. I'm going to go him over his receiving prop of 78.5 receiving yards for minus 115 over at BetMGM, banking on the fact that the Cowboys have been really good at home, and C.D. Lamb is coming off a game in which he had some really bad drops. He still stacked the stat sheet, had 110 yards receiving against the Eagles. I think he gets a better matchup against the Giants, who are not nearly as difficult of a matchup. They just gave up this number, I believe, to Deebo Samuel in the first game of the season. Maybe Deebo had 77, but still, right on this number. So when it goes to target share, these are the guys that I like to back because the opportunity will always be there. Even if he has some drops, he's still going to get a ton of targets. He had 13 targets in the first game. Him and Dak have a good connection that I don't see falling by the wayside. I don't know if you saw the viral video of him practicing on his day off, catching balls, but he is motivated to right the wrongs that happened in that game against the Eagles. So I'm going to go with CeeDee Lamb to have a big game against the Giants. Let's go over 78.5 receiving yards for minus 115.
Okay. I think I'm chickening out. Just one bet on the card for me, and it's baseball. I went big last night. I know. I had 7 bets on the card last night. Went 5-0 in baseball, 0-2 in football. I'm going to stick with baseball right now and just kind of relax this weekend. And finish with a winning week. And let's do some early baseball. Tigers on the run line. It's minus 120. Taking on the Marlins. You have Tarik Skubal going up against Sandy Alcantara. Here's the thing. Alcantara has been much better recently. Early on, whew, man, that was a rough road for the former Cy Young Award winner. He has been better recently, but he is still not on the level, which is no insult. No one is on the level of Tarik Skubal, who has now allowed a total of 4 earned runs over his last 4 starts. That includes pitching 14 consecutive shutout innings. Are the Marlins bats? The Marlins going to get Tarik Skubal? I don't think so. And the Tigers lineup, a top 10 lineup in baseball in scoring. Even if Skubal and Alcantara go at it early on, then the Tigers also have a bullpen advantage. So I'm going to take the Tigers on the run line in Miami.
Ah, Tarik Skubal, one of the few members left of the Circle of Trust.
I know.
I feel like the Circle of Trust has been dwindling. Like, Zach Wheeler went down. Nathan Eovaldi went down. So we are happy that Tarik Skubal is still pitching, so we can bet on him.
Yes, we are. Double D is, he's giving it to me in a chat. Scared money don't make money. I'm like, I know.
You had 7 bets last night.
7 bets yesterday.
That was a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a heavy card. So I'm going to ease into the weekend. I don't want to be on my phone all weekend when I'm diving for rings in the bottom of a pool in the middle of Maryland somewhere. Before we find out what's coming up next on Bet Sweats, we got to bring in the Donkster.
Release the files.
Donkster, don't do this. Let's not do politics.
I've been waiting for weeks, and it's not a hoax. Release the files.
Donkster, Not now. Also, wait a second. I know you. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to download some songs from my iCloud. I need Apple to release the files. Tim Cook promised me.
Oh.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. Thank God. That was very close. Do you have a bet?
I do. Yankees, money line, -125 in Boston. And since you guys were talking about drugs, I like cocaine.
Whoa. There it is.
There it is. Well, that's earlier in the show. Not quite illicit drugs, but okay. You know what? If you want a natural high, you know what I do?
Ooh.
Bad sweats. That's what I do. Oh, yeah. That's right. Joe, oh, that's all I need in the morning. Good morning, Joe.
A little nervous about that transition. There we go from cocaine. Well, you know what's next on the network? Speaking of cocaine.
Good morning.
You should be used
what did
to
you
this
think of
now.
Last night? Oh, my God. Yeah.
I was angry. Like,
me too.
Apparently, everybody's right. Sure, Packers, top two, top three team, apparently. It never, even though the cover was in play at the very end, it didn't really feel like that was the case last night.
So the Packers are now the favorites to win the NFC over the Eagles. Is that warranted?
No. It's not. I mean, I understand why there was movement after the Parsons trade and what they did to the Lions, but I can't make them the favorite. I have my concerns about the Eagles, but no, this is way too much. But, they did it against the NFC contender, someone at the very top of the list, on that short list. So I understand the reaction, but it has just been an avalanche. It's been nonstop Packers action. I feel like I'm way too late. I'm not going to be jumping in. I'm going to be hoping that it goes wrong at some point. Sorry, Horvy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now, 30 seconds left, Joe. What was your take on the Commanders? Were you surprised that they took so long? I mean, well, not even. I mean, they're still trying to figure out the offense.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's just go for 50-plus yard field goals 10 times a game. And. I was surprised by that a little bit. I know some of them were fourth and long situations, but the amount of success that they had last year on fourth down, I was surprised that they were willing to just go for long threes a lot.
Yeah, most aggressive team on fourth down last season in the NFL. Just didn't make a lot of sense. Joe O, have a great show. Good to see you as always. That is it for us on this edition of the Daily Tip for Chelsea Messenger. D-Day, Denton Day, Dylan Mitchell, David Double D Dykstra, and the Dogstra. I'm Michael Jenkins. Have a great weekend.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.